This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 124 for Thursday, October 31st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market regained positive momentum on Thursday, gaining more support from comparable oils. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed were higher, as well as crude oil, due to lower United States stockpiles. There was no trading for Malaysian palm oil due to Diwali. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Wednesday's close. The January canola contract was up $10.20 per ton at $650.40. In the U.S., corn was steady, soybeans were up, and wheat was down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that 2.342 million tons of 2024-25 corn were sold for export during the week ended October 24th, down 35% from the previous week but up 7% from the four-week average. The western U.S. Midwest and Central Plains should see rains next week, as well as in western and central Brazil. However, Argentina will be dry during that period. Rabobank projected Brazil's total corn crop in 2024-25 to increase 3 million tons at 125 million. The December corn contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.11. The USDA also reported export sales of 2.273 million tons for 2024-25 soybeans during the week ended October 24th, up 6% from the previous week and up 39% from the four-week average. Meanwhile, 208,400 tons of 2024-25 soy meal were also sold for export, as well as 100 tons of 2025-26 soy meal to Canada. 10,400 tons of 2024-25 soy oil were also sold. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.217 billion pounds of soy oil were used for biofuels in August, the third largest monthly amount on record. Rabobank estimated Brazilian soybean plantings to increase 1.5% in 2024-25 at 47 million hectares, with production at a record high of 167 million tons. A USDA attaché estimated Argentine soybean production at 52 million tons, 1 million more than the previous year. The January soybean contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.95. In total, 411,400 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended October 24th, down 23% from the previous week and 14% from the four-week average. Sovacon said Russian wheat exports are slated to be 45.9 million tons in 2024-25, down 1.7 million from its previous estimate. It would be the lowest Russian wheat export total in 3 years. Algeria purchased an estimated 480,000 tons of wheat in their latest tender today, likely sourced from the Black Sea region. Tunisia is tendering for 75,000 tons of durum wheat of optional origin. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.71. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.69. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, October 31st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti. Have a safe and happy Halloween.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.